If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say, he is still quite very strong and active and doesn't show his age. You might say he's still quite for his age.
Yeah.
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark.
Scared.
Would you use any other
afraid
word? Did you always say scared, or did you ever say scared?
I think I said scared. Scared.
I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
never has been.
She never has been afraid. Is that the way you would say it? Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you say he's mighty.
Brave?
No. Let's see. If he leaves a lot of stuff lying around and for somebody to come back and pick it up, you'd say he's mighty.
Careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
goofy.
Would you use any other words?
Queer.
Somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can make him change it is mighty. You refer to somebody that you couldn't change in any way. You say he sure is what kind of person?
Stubborn.
Would you use any other words? Would you ever use set in his ways?
Set in his ways.
What about pig-headed?
Well, I'd probably say set in his ways more.
Would you say ornery?
Yeah.
Bullheaded?
Bullheaded.
Mute-headed? Hard-headed?
Hard-headed.
Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say, is mighty. Somebody you have to be real careful about what you say to him, because you can hurt his feelings, and you can't tease him because he can't take a joke. You say he's mighty what? How would you describe him? Would you say he's real touchy? Would you ever use testy? Don't fool with him. He's testy or touchy.
He's touchy.
I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get.
Maybe.
Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him, just keep
cool. Quiet.
You have been working very hard. You say you are very
tired.
You use any other words for tired? Do you ever say tuckered out?
Yeah,
I'm all tuckered out.
I've said I'm all tuckered out.
Do you ever use whipped?
Whipped.
I know the homes that say I'm whipped.
Mm-hmm.
Bushed. Do you ever use bushed?
No, I don't really use bush.
Petered out is what
petered
we
out
used at home.
Mm-hmm.
We're petered out.
Petered out, I said that too.
Pooped is what I've heard a lot of people use too. If she is sick today and it started last Sunday, you say, last Sunday she, what's it?
Was sick.
No, she's been sick a week and you won't say that last Sunday was when she started being sick. You say, last Sunday she
got sick.
Would you ever say she took sick? Last Sunday she took sick.
I don't know where I said she took sick or not.
Have you heard that used?
I've heard it.
If he has a cold today and it started last Sunday, you say, last Sunday he
took a cold.
So you use it like that. Mm-hmm. If it affected his voice, he is
hoarse.
I've got a little
cough.
If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask why, and he hasn't
taken it.
The patient might answer, I some yesterday.
Took some yesterday.
And I'll
take some today.
If you can't hear anything, you say you are stone
deaf.
He began to sweat when he started to work. By the time he finished, you'd say he a lot in the sun.
Stop it. What are you talking about?
Well, how many cows do you have now?
I just have 8 cows in the bull.
Do you?
About 12, 15 calves and heifers to get.
Do you take care of them by yourself with his help?
With his help, mm-hmm.
Do you milk any of them?
No. My milk cow died. I had a milk cow up until about 2 years ago. But I really hadn't milked her since, I don't really, since Sam died.
So you just use them to make extra money?
Uh-huh. Don't make much extra money.
Not right
now.
Now
they've got so cheap.
Okay, we were talking about the person who worked real hard and he sweated. By the time he finished working, you say he did a lot in the sun.
He sweated.
You've been working hard and you take your wet shirt off and say, look how I
sweated.
Something that comes on the back of the neck or on the body.